Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Listen, on my last podcast episode, I said I'm not going to be one of those douchey, annoying fiancés. But yes, I am, because I have my betrothed with me, Bo Clark, to just talk about how we're stressed as fuck and about this whole wedding.
I'm not stressed.
You're not stressed.
I'm not stressed.
For real?
I'm not, because this is like the beginning. Like, we have barely, you know, we've done like 0.01% of planning this stuff.
I think that's why I'm stressed, because I know how much is how much, like, what's to come and what I have to do. You know what I mean?
What you have to do.
I love how you're like, what you have to do. What we have to do.
There's a we now. There's no I. There's no you. Yeah. It's we. There's us. That's the only.
What we have to do. You know what? Like, right when we got engaged. Isn't that so weird to say? Y'all, we really are douchebags. Like, I am a douchebag. I just sit around my apartment when I'm home, or like drive, or when I work, or when I shop, or when I eat, and I just stare at my ring and I'm like, I'm a douchebag. I've cured it 17 times. I just haven't posted it because that's like next level douchebag.
And I have to say, I'm actually kind of jealous. I feel like I want a ring. I've been wearing like a hair, like some like rubber band on my finger, just because I feel like I'm left out. I don't want to wait.
It's really, I'd rather, fun.
Let's just go to the courthouse, get married so I can have it, and then we'll just wait and then do like and then we'll do a wedding. I just want to wear. I'm jealous that you get to wear that and I get nothing to show for it.
Yeah, I do feel really like, I, you know, people are like, do you feel different? And they expect me to be like, no, it's just like any other day. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yes, I do feel different. I have an engagement ring on. Like, I have this ring that's just like a part of me now. Yes, I feel different. There's like a greater sense of responsibility. I have like a feeling of safety and comfort and knowing that like I can do whatever I wanted to do, like meaning like be embarrassing or whatever, and like there's nothing you can really do about it. It's like you've accepted me.
I wish there was like an engagement ring that guys can buy for themselves, just to like when they go out to bars, hang out with their buddies, they're like, if people look, they're like, oh, he's engaged. Like, no one knows
me
that
too.
Shit.
I wish you had that too.
No one knows that shit. I want to have that.
You want that? Do you want me to buy you an engagement ring? Because I would be happy to.
I do.
So whenever you're out without me, girls can step up.
What if we just like start like this new trend where it's like, if guys want to have an engagement ring, it's like an engagement ring to let other people know that you're engaged. I'm engaged.
But that could backfire, because I've heard that girls are shady and they like to go after the dudes with rings. There's like some statistic. I have no tolerance
for shady hoes.
Oh, you only have tolerance for non-shady hoes.
Well, no, I don't have any. I have no tolerance for any kind of girl that, even when I was single, if a girl walked up to me and said something that was just inappropriate or drunk, I would have no time for it.
That's interesting. So this was going to be a wedding podcast, but this can also be a relationship.
We have no podcast. Idea what kind of podcast this is.
I know, because listen, we're at the home stretch from filming. I have a few days left. My brain is mush.
My emotions are shot.
I have no energy.
So much more fun.
I just can't. The drama is killing me. I can't anymore. I can't talk about this shit anymore. So it's like I don't even know how to do a podcast, because I'm just like,
dead.
I'm dead. I'm literally dead inside. But that's interesting that you said when girls would come up.
Well, there's just a thing. When I'm at bars, my one thing, there's a great meme. It's like, I forgot what it was. I'll try to find it some other time. I'll give it to you. You can put it on your podcast Facebook group thing. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you never find a good girl at a bar when you're wasted. It was something like that. So when I'm toasty hanging out with my friends and some girl like comes up and hitting me wasted, I'm like, no, thank you. Goodbye.
But I'll play devil's advocate right here, right now. What if, just imagine, you and I were both single and we were both at the bar and I came up to you?
It would have been just like when I looked at your Instagram the first time.
You would have just shot me down?
Yeah. Not my type.
But it turns out I am your type.
Right. But it took a while to figure that out. But not when I'm toasted at a bar hanging out with my friends and talking to a drunk girl.
But see, that's not fair to girls because... Where, you know, girls want to know, like, they want to meet somebody, and bars are a way of socializing. No,
this is just for me. This is me. This right. is, like, this is my opinion on how I am.
So, like, where did you meet all your ex-girlfriends?
Through other friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just never randomly met one out?
Or, like, a really nice house party, or through friends. I always met people, like, that was, like, something worthwhile is through friends.
Okay. Listen, I was through friends.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
So you have a pattern. You meet your women through friends.
Because it's a good place to meet, because then you have something in common where it's not like I've done like a blind date, like where it's like it was a random thing that lasted for a little while, but it just, there was nothing to, it was really hard merging friends. And then, you know, so it's like, it's always good to have a friend kind of set you up, because then, you know, when you're in a social scene, there's other people that you know or she knows, so it's comfortable. So you don't just need to be like watching her, or she needs to watch you, and then maybe her friends suck, but you know this.
Yeah, totally. So
I think friends is always a good thing.
Did you ever go on dates like when you, because you were on Raya too.
Yeah.
We've discussed this. Did you ever go on dates with people from dating apps, or just like, and then the people, keep it going?
Well, I never, you know, I had messages with girls from Raya, but then all of a sudden it was like I went to my casting database and I realized that they were actors, and even though they didn't say they're actors, and then I looked at their and I was like, oh, they've actually auditioned for me, and I was like, I don't want to date an actor.
Right.
You
want to date a reality star.
Well, I didn't want that. I just wanted to, because also I said before, I think that I had, like, in the last probably 10 years I've always wanted to meet a girl that has family here. Because my biggest fear, and I had a couple friends that this happened to, was they started dating, they met, they're both actors and life is great, but then they have a kid, and then she wants to move back home to, like, you know, take care of the kid, and he can support himself really well and half a human being, but she does, and then all of a sudden they move back to where, you know, wherever they live, and then now he's in real estate for 6-7 years and he's making a shitload of money, but he's dead inside.
Right.
And that's the last thing that I ever wanted. I love Los Angeles. I love West Hollywood. I'm never going to leave. And my biggest fear was, what if I meet a girl and that happens and I have to move and I, you know, we move back to her family or something. You know what I mean? Because she wants to be a housewife. It's like, I can support myself and half a person, but not another person and a baby, and then have, and then get, you know, so it's like, I'm like, no.
Right. I see what you're saying. So, for the single girls out there listening to this podcast, don't listen to what Bo says. If you see a guy at a bar that you like, still continue to go up to him, because you never know. This is just me. My weirdo fiance.
Well, thank God that I have that weirdo fiance mentality, because then—
Totally. I just like to, you know, I wrote about this in my book. I like to empower women to feel like they shouldn't be scared of making the first move, or like going after what they want. If they see something they like, there's no point in sitting around and waiting for that, like, that guy to come to her.
Oh, 100%. So, but what I'm trying to, let me make it clear. If you're toasted and wasted going up to someone like me, then that's a different thing. But if you come up with confidence, it's just alcohol. That's what I'm saying. It's like at a bar and you're drunk and you're coming up and it's like, is it you being confident or is it the alcohol making you confident?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm trying to say. So it's like, if I would just got to the bar and it's hanging out and having a normal conversation with someone, not just some drunk girl who thinks I'm cute.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I get
that. That's what I'm, I guess I didn't make that clear.
Okay. Do you like warm alcohol? No. No one likes freaking warm alcohol. It's the actual worst. I'd actually rather be a completely sober person than drink warm alcohol. But this is what happens. You have a normal glass, you put your cocktail in there or your wine, and then shit gets warm, and then you just end up throwing it down the disposal drain. That's what I do, at least. Yes, I'm wasteful, whatever, but I'm not going to drink warm alcohol. This is why I have become obsessed with Brewmate, okay? And I use them actually even in my house. So instead of using actual wine glasses, I use my Brewmate glassware or dishware because I just like for things to stay as cold as possible. So when they decided to make Brewmate, they realized we need to find a way to make insulated drinkware that is designed to keep your favorite beverages ice cold all day long. So whatever your taste is, beer, wine, spirits, water, Coke or Dr. Pepper, iced tea, it doesn't matter. Your drinks will stay cold in this drinkware, and it's amazing. What I love is that if you go to Brewmate's website, they have so many different styles and designs. So I decided to order the ones that look like fake wood because I feel like it's like kind of rustic chic and it matches my apartment. But they have all different colors. They have matte, they have glossy, they have sparkly ones. So they also have lids on them so you can take them and walk around if you live in a place where you can walk with an open container. Awesome. And they also have wine bottle ones. So you can pour a whole bottle of wine in this insulated dish drinkware and it's not going to get warm at all. So perfect for picnics or if you're going to concerts or something like that and you need to carry around your alky, Brewmate has you covered. And right now, they're going to give my listeners 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com and enter my code straight up, okay? My code is straight up. So go to brewmate.com, B-R-U-M-A-T-E.com, and get 15% off your first order with your code straight up. It's not just good for you. It's like great gifts to give people. Whenever people give me insulated wine glasses, I keep them. Never throw that shit away. Seriously, if you look in my apartment, everything that I drink out of is now Brewmate wine glasses. Join. So, wedding stuff. Listen, you guys, we started talking about this. Well, actually, scratch that. I started talking about it literally an hour after we got engaged. I thought I was good. Like I said, thought I was going to be chill. I'm not.
Let's just have a small wedding and have like a huge engagement party. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I put the ring on.
Yeah, no, I'm, well, this is the, look, I love me a lot.
You, what?
I love me. I love myself a lot.
That's what I thought you said, but I was just,
okay. I like throwing myself birthday parties. I like making my apartment everything I want it to be. I like dressing in the best, cutest outfit and wearing the cutest shoes. I like feeling special. And this is the one day that I can actually make the most special. So why? Now I'm thinking it's like, why am I just going to go and have like a whatever wedding? No, it needs to be rad. And I don't even use that word. It needs to be epic. It needs to be magical and awesome. And my...
And not in the U.S. of
and
A.
And not in the U.S. And now my OCD, like, controlling brain is just, like, working overtime. And this is stressing me out. Because, like I was trying to say earlier, right when we got engaged, someone, like, tagged me in an Instagram meme that, like, said, like, wedding anxiety, like after you get engaged, wedding anxiety is a real thing and like explained in detail what it is, like that like people really do get that. And I'm like, oh my God, that's what I'm starting to feel.
No, please don't.
No, I am. Because listen, the only thing that we've done is written down, is decided what part of the world we want to get married in and around what time we want to get married in. And the list of who would come. But the list is turning out to be very stressful.
That scares me. That really...
Because this is the thing, Bo. I did a very good job on my part of the list of not including anyone that you haven't spent time with. Because this is not about just me. This is about us. And I don't want you to spend the night, the day, whatever, of our wedding having to like meet people and like make small talk. I want you to be able to just have the most fun ever with all the people that like know us the best and like, for, you know what I'm saying? Your list is lengthy and I know 15% of them. I know literally like I'll give you 17% of them. So this is going to be an issue.
Oh, I wish you guys could see my face.
I need you to imagine this is a conversation that we need to have. And y'all, so we were having this conversation the other day, and we were talking about flowers. We were watching Katie and Tom's wedding on Vanderpump Rules so that he could like see what it's like, since obviously our wedding will be on Vanderpump Rules. And so he was like starting to like freak out. He's like, "What? $10,000 for flowers?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll probably spend more, bro."
No, come on.
Yes, come flowers on. Are like the most important part of a wedding. It's like as much flowers, as a super... alcohol, and food, and my dress. Like that's
why don't you spend more money on your dress than flowers? Why can't we just? I mean, there's got to. It's just.
Bro, I'm gonna have like 5 dresses.
Bro.
I've been hanging out with some mid-20-year-olds, and it's
new Vanderpumpers
rubbed off on me.
New Vanderpumpers.
You know what is so funny is that we have every year we have some new people coming into the the show. I obviously can't say too much, but last night we were with some of them, and I was literally laughing that every single one of them are just like, "Bro, dude, brah."
To guys, dude, and girls.
Yeah, to guys and girls. And I'm like, I can't even follow. And now I just caught myself saying "bro" 3 times. So there's that.
And we like them.
No, I like them. Yeah, I like them a lot. But it's just, it's interesting. It's a new language. It's the language of millennials. But what was I saying? We were looking, so we were talking about flowers. We were looking at Tom and Katie's wedding. We were writing our lists of who would be invited to our wedding. And we realized maybe we should start a YouTube channel documenting all of this stuff.
Because it was actually, our conversation was really funny.
I mean, everyone and always thinks their own conversations are really funny. Well,
it's funny, but it's also like knowledgeable as well. Because maybe a year from now, someone else watches that and they're like, "Oh, well, you can see with the process of
I don't know of anyone that I follow like on social media that has documented like their wedding.
Now we're talking about it. Now what if people hear this and then all of a sudden they start doing it?
I don't care. Listen, there's room for everyone. The internet is like the universe. It never ends.
We should have just not talked about it and then done
No,
it.
Because if this is something that my listeners and people don't care about, then like I want to know that. So then I won't waste my time.
Oh, yeah.
So true. When we talk about it, then I can get feedback and be like, yes, someone could say, "I'd like to see A, B, C, or D," or like, "I don't want to see that," or I don't want to waste my time working extra, creating something new if people don't give a shit, which I get. This is one thing that we need to understand. No one cares about our wedding more than we do.
That's true.
So we can't act like people are
or more than you.
More than I do. Like people are going to be so obsessed with like what's going on with our wedding. Cause like,
you're right. No one cares.
You know? So I need to get feedback.
Okay.
Right. So what I'm trying to really get at, I know that this is scattered, is that wedding anxiety is a thing and I feel it.
Well, you don't have to have anxiety about it. We should make this fun. It's like, instead of stressing about it, don't stress about it. We have time to do everything. You know, we have other things going on as well. So it's like, don't put the anxiety, don't just sit there and read something and say, "Okay, well there, this must be true." And then all of a sudden you become anxious because you read something.
You're right. I'm manifesting my anxiety.
You're already thinking about the anxiety that hasn't even happened yet. Like, this should be fun. We don't need to make this, crazy.
Right. But when I saw your list, I got anxiety.
Right. But that was like beta. That's like the first thing. And then I'm going to start like scratching things off. I'm like, okay, you're right. I haven't talked to this person in 4 years or, something like that. And
there are people on that list that you haven't spoken to in years.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, or they haven't been part of my life in a really long time, but I've known them for a really long time, but they haven't been part of my life or our life. So I just wrote down everyone that popped in my head. And yes, there's like 75 people. And yes, I will have to like cut down, but I'm not freaking out about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you're just like happy go lucky beau. You don't have to freak out. In relationships, there's always the person that has to freak out for the other person.
Why do we have to
freak
out?
Let's look at the other relationships. Katie and Tom. Katie has to be the one that freaks out for Tom.
But why do
Jax and Brittany? Jax has to be the one that freaks out for Brittany. Lala and Randall, they both kind of freak out.
but why do we have to make this? Why does it have to be stressful?
Because both of us can't just be relaxed.
Yes, why not?
No.
Why not? Why not? Why not? It doesn't have to be.
Because someone needs to be like on it.
Yeah. And that makes no sense. Why does this?
In my brain, it does.
It makes no sense. Why do you have to make this a stressful thing?
I'm just like, oh my God.
It's because you watch Bridezillas on TLC or something, and now that's what you're supposed to do.
No, my wedding's going to be so much better than those.
But what I'm trying to say is that we don't have to be stressed out about it. This could be fun. It could be an adventure. It could be like planning on a really long vacation. You know, we don't have to stress. It's like, imagine if you and I did like a 6-month vacation in Europe and we're traveling, like we just go through the steps. Okay. That's- now we gotta plan. We have the people. Okay. Let's go travel. Let's go to Europe and see a couple destinations and find out some cool wedding spots. And it's just steps in the process. It doesn't have to be stressful. It's not like, oh my God, if you don't get it done by this time, you lose.
I mean, it kind of is.
No.
I am lazy and I'm also a terrible cook. I just don't have a knack for it. And every time that I've tried, because listen, I've gone through phases where like I've watched Food Network for days and days and I get inspired and think that I could be like Giada or some shit. And it just never works out for me. So I've realized now at the age of 31 that just being a good cook is not in the cards for me. But I don't always want to order out, order Postmates, order takeout, whatever it is that you use. Sometimes like I want something healthy and easy and quick. And so when I started using Daily Harvest, I was thrilled because they come in these, let me explain what it is. I'm getting ahead of myself. They are sourced chef-crafted food, okay, that's built on fruits and vegetables and can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. And they come in little cups. So like you get this delivery right to your door. It's insulated, so everything stays cold. And then you take these little cups out, stick them in your freezer. They can like last in there forever because it's a freezer. And then whenever you want to eat something, you just take it out and it takes only 5 minutes. They have smoothies that you can make, which I like to actually mix with alcohol because it tastes like you're on a freaking vacation. Or they have the savory bowls, which I really like, the harvest bowls, because I just put it in my stove and mix it up. Put some Parmesan cheese or some hot sauce, and I have a meal that doesn't make me feel like it's going straight to my stomach. I feel like I have energy, and it's the perfect amount of food, and it's not hard, and you can't mess it up. So when you go to dailyharvest.com and enter my promo code Stassi, you get $25 off your first box. And it's great because you can go to the website, pick everything that you want. So you have the ultimate healthy meal in a matter of 5 minutes. Just stock up your freezer with it. That's what I do. So go to dailyharvest.com, enter my promo code Stassi to get $25 off your first box. Like, okay, so what if we pick our location, giving the amount of people that we choose, and then so many of them can't go because we're, you know,
then that's great. Then it takes cost off our
wedding.
That's
true. And this is another thing. Like, I want to write, I wonder if this is a thing in invitations. I want to put like a little extra like piece of paper slip in there.
Box.
Like something that says like, yo, if you can't make it to the wedding and you don't want to spend your like time off work traveling for our wedding or can't afford it or something like that and you need
we
to save
totally
money.
Totally get it.
I get it. My feelings will not be hurt at all. Literally no pressure, but if you can, awesome. Do you think that's appropriate?
Why not?
I want to do it. You know what?
Then do it.
Because I don't want people to like get our wedding invitation, see where it's at, and then be like, oh my God, I'm going to have to save up for this and I have to take time off and it's stressing me out. Like, I don't want to stress anyone out. I want to be the only one that's stressed out.
Two of my really good gay buddies are getting married in Tel Aviv and New Year's Eve, and we're not able to make it, you know? And it's like, we just can't. And I would really love to be there, but we're just not able to, you know? And also, it's just like at that time, we have the tour going on and it's just stressful and like spending that extra amount of money. I would love to be there, but I'm just not possible. It's not possible. And they still love me. And I told them that. And it's like, so I would totally get it. If there was that card in there saying we get it, I would be like, check.
Yeah. So let's make sure to do that. So I guess what we need to do is, I don't know, find a wedding planner. And this is another thing, because I was asking Lo and Emily and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so I need to find a wedding planner. Also, like, how much do weddings cost? I don't even know. Because they were like, well, what's your budget? I'm like, I have no fucking idea. You know, I'm not good with budgets. Every time I give a budget, it ends up being 10 times more for something. I'm like, I don't have a budget. Whatever.
And do we get wedding planner that knows all of Europe? I mean, are we going to, that knows? Or do we have a wedding planner? Or do we have someone that goes, well, here's some great spots in Germany or Austria or UK or Scotland or Italy or Greece? Like, do you have, like, what do you even do? I have no idea. But I'm not stressing out about that. I'm saying, okay, let's just figure it out and we'll find someone. We can ask questions. We haven't asked any questions. It's only just been you and I talking. So if you're going to freak out, you're freaking out over nothing because you haven't even, we haven't even figured out anything. We haven't talked to anybody. So it's just us, like, literally, you know, there's so much stress going on in, you know, in our minds about what's going on tomorrow rather than just figuring out what's going on today. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we haven't reached out. We haven't done anything. That's why I said we've done 0.01% of this plan. We haven't planned shit. We haven't talked to anybody. We haven't done anything. So there's no stress. Start to get stressful towards the end, but right now everything's open, but we actually have to do something. We haven't done anything. So you can't be stressful about not doing anything.
I
know, but
I'm telling you that I think
anything.
That's why I'm stressed. Like, I'm...
But baby,
I'm
on.
Way I'm better at- when I have a schedule and a plan and I know what I need to do. I think because I don't even know where to begin on
You've
how
You've been
to
engaged
find-
for 9 days. 9 days. You've been engaged for 9 days.
Yeah.
Okay? We have a lot of time to, like, start to find this stuff out. So you stressing out now is not helping at all.
Yeah.
That's, at all.
That's true.
So we will find these people. We just need to start talking, finding out, asking other married couples, what did you do? And then talking to people say, well, what happens if you do a destination wedding? We haven't done that. So it's like stressing out about something that we haven't even done is ridiculous.
Well, I've asked, like, Katie, Lala, and Brittany, but, like, they all have such different wedding experiences.
But it's also all in the U.S.
Yeah.
If you want to do an out-of-the-country destination, then...
Yes, I know. But it's like, I wish I was like Brittany, where, like, Brittany knew exactly what she wanted for, like, her whole life. So, like, once she got engaged, she was like, okay, calling the castle the next day, knew what colors, knew who she wanted there, knew who she wanted in the wedding, knew what she wanted the cake to look like, knew what food. She knew everything. And it was like, it was so easy for her. Katie, she planned her wedding. Did you know this? 3 months before the wedding.
No, I didn't know
that. So she waited. She got married in August. She waited until the beginning of June.
Well, see, that would be stressful because then you have to. And also, I, since it was filmed, I'm sure that there was a timeline. That would be stressful.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, since you just said we're going to have to do it on the show, then we still have a lot of time for next year or the year before.
Listen, I think I want to get married next year because I really want to have a baby.
Okay.
So, right. And I don't want to be pregnant at my wedding, and I don't want it to be like right after I had a baby, because then, like, I just don't look my best. I'd like to spend this year getting into, like, bridal shape.
Right. I love how big, you know, I think 4 or 5 months ago, when, have we talked about this? I think you have, like, we're trying, but we're not trying.
Yeah.
Because you thought that I wasn't going to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
So that's why she's like, well, if he's not going to do his part, well, then I'm going to take everything in my own hands.
Yeah.
And if I can't get this, then at least I'm going to have a baby. And then fine. But I couldn't say, well, can you not? Because I'm going to put a ring on it. And now I put the ring on. She's like, okay, no kids.
Well, no, I do.
I know, like, but you want to get married. But it's just,
well,
it's just
because I don't want to be. I know. It is so weird because I was just like gung-ho, like, we're having children. That's like what I mean, I do. I care about a baby more than I care about getting married. I care about that, like, having a child with you more than I care about, like, a dream wedding. Like, if I had, like, if God came down and said, you have two options, you can have a baby, but just, like, not really have the wedding that you want, or, like, you know, I would always choose a baby.
That was a dumb analogy.
Whatever.
I'm just really dumb. God's like, you could have a really great wedding, but no baby. I mean, who would pick that? That was
lame. Or meaning like I don't know, whatever. I'm just saying that is what's most important to me. And when I thought that you weren't proposing, I'm like, well, listen, I'm getting older And
oh my God, I'm going to be 32 next year.
And so I am going to take my life into my own hands. And I'm doing this myself. And I know you're going to agree to it anyway. So
because I'm your prisoner.
So that's what that was. But now I'd really like to look really hot on my wedding day.
All right.
So I got to hold off on the whole baby sitch.
And that's fine.
See how much planning goes into this? Now I have to plan my body.
That was... oh my God. I'm just blown away. It's like you are literally just giving yourself so much more stress than you need.
Yeah.
Than you need. It's like, we will start getting stressed. It'll get stressful towards the end of next summer or beginning of next summer.
You know when it's going to get stressful? When people start writing us asking, like people that aren't invited, and they're like, so when is the wedding? When should I plan for it? And we have to be like,
if someone, you're not invited. Who the fuck says that?
A lot of people.
Really? Who the fuck says that?
A lot of people. I have a feeling that's going to happen. I know you wouldn't. And I wouldn't either.
Assume anything, especially, that's some ballsy ass shit.
And people that aren't in the wedding party. I have a feeling that's going to be a thing. People who aren't asked to be bridesmaids or groomsmen.
Before I put a ring on it, we were both like, when we would talk about weddings, we were both like, this is the thing. I was like, I'm so happy with not a wedding party, because this whole picking shit is, I have a lot of good friends and it's like awful. You know, I feel like I would like to do every 5 minutes, all the groomsmen and the bridesmaids move. So they all switch places. It's like, there'll just be like a little, just everyone just like rotates. So then everyone's equal.
Right.
But I originally, like when we joke about this, when we were toasting in love at night, you know, like a year ago, and we would talk about this, and you're like, I don't want bridesmaids. I'm like, well, that's perfect, because I don't want to do groomsmen. And now she's got like freaking 12 freaking girls.
I know.
Written on her little book.
Well, this is the thing. And like Brittany and Katie told me this. They were like, you say you don't want bridesmaids, but when this time comes around for you, you'll understand. Like they're like, you're not going to know how you feel until you're engaged. You'll never understand this excitement until you actually get there. That's why when I saw like Katie and Lala and stuff, I felt like our engagement day, they were more excited than we were. They were crying. They were like, it feels like it's Christmas morning, the best Christmas ever. We've been waiting for this. We knew this day was coming. Like Katie was literally, because you told them when it was happening. So they were like so ready. And I've never seen them so happy. And I'm like, why are you guys so excited? They're like, because we know what it's like to like be proposed to and then have this part of your life start. And we know how fun it is and how happy it is. And we're just so excited that like we get to see you doing it. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's so true. Now, granted, I'm pretty much like the last one to get engaged. But like when one of my friends gets engaged, I'm gonna know how she's feeling. And I'm gonna be so excited. Because it's like something that happens to you. Once it happens to you, you just turn, I'm telling you, you turn into a monster. And yeah, I said, I didn't want bridesmaids. And then right when this engagement ring went on my finger, I'm like, I have to have my friends around for bridesmaids. Like, I have to have a wedding party. Like, I have to. Like,
Lord Stassimot is in the house.
Yes.
From Slytherin.
We'd all love to hire an interior designer for our homes, just like we'd all like to have a personal trainer, a personal chef, a masseuse, all of that stuff. But Modzy makes the first one possible, and the other three still require like a lottery win or a shit ton of money. Yes. Okay. So Modzy gives you an interior designer for your home, but online. So it's an online interior home design service that starts at just $69. And that is a fraction of a fraction. Let me explain how this works. So what you do is you go to Modzy's website, you take all of the measurements of your space, take photos of your space, you upload it. Then you take their style quiz, which is really fun because it's like you're looking at different photos, textures, colors, like things that you like, and you're trying, and it's basically like going through Pinterest and like picking your favorite things. And Modzy takes all of this into consideration and then designs 2 custom design plans for you. And you can see what your actual room is going to look like in 3D technology. So you see like different layouts and you can tour your virtual space. And even better, there is this drop down where everything that they've designed in that space, you can purchase. So say you're looking at this room that they've decorated for you and you like the table and chairs, but you don't like the lamp. You can literally just go right there, pick the table, purchase the chairs. You don't have to buy the lamp. You can buy whatever you want. It's amazing. My assistant, fairy godmother Lo, did this because she just moved into a one bedroom apartment and she absolutely loved it. And I was just like with her during the process because I wanted to see how it was like. And I was just blown away. I think it's awesome. So if like you are struggling to decorate your home and you need help, why not do this? It's fun, it's easy, and it's super, super affordable. And this month only, when my listeners go to modzy.com and start a new design project and use my code Stassi, you'll get 20% off. So that's modzy.com, M-O-D-S-Y.com. Start a new design project and use my code Stassi and you will get 20% off. So we can all have chic homes. And don't you want to have all of your guy friends around to like,
I don't know. I've literally been in one wedding as a groomsman.
Oh, I've been in a lot.
And that was like, I think it was 22.
Do you know how, wait, for someone who has a shit ton of friends, you haven't been in that many weddings?
Yeah, I hang out with a bunch of Peter Pans.
That's true. Yeah. No. That's a good point. Well, I've been in so many weddings and I really truly now understand. And I'm like, yeah, I have to have bridesmaids. And no, I don't want to have like 12. But it's going to be hard cutting some out. That's just like the
initial.
And
is it okay if you have more and I don't? I mean, I think Jax had more than Brittany, or did Brittany have more than Jax?
No, Jax had more than Brittany. That's, listen, we can make our own rules for that. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean,
that's like that doesn't know. That like I'm so not stressed about this. I'm stressed about.
I know you're just so chill and happy about it. You just scroll through Instagram and you look up wedding locations.
No, I went through my contacts and it goes through. No, I scroll through Instagram for
wedding locations. For wedding really sweet. It's making me more excited, the fact that you're searching for wedding locations.
Well, I had to tell you, she's always like, you're always on Instagram. I'm like, because I'm looking at hashtags of cool places for us to get married in. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, what do you think I'm doing? Just sit.
Watch a movie or a TV show, I'm like, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, because I'm looking at places in other countries and like venues like that are like, you know, maybe like a, like not a, I don't want to say castle, but like a castle or like something old or something cool.
A manor.
Or something, a manor or
a villa.
Or you know, exactly. So I'm looking at all these fun different places. I'm messaging all my European friends going, hey, in your hood, in your area, can you send me like 10 good places that are like fun for like weddings or like cool? You know, my sister sent me a bunch of things from Italy. I have other friends from Germany and even like Lithuania. It's like I have people sending me stuff.
Lithuania.
You never know.
Okay. All right. Options. Good to have options. But besides that,
we're not going to Lithuania.
But we're not going to. No.
Yeah.
I've never been to Lithuania. I'm not getting married in Lithuania. But there's just so much to figure out. Like how many dresses
do I have?
This
is exciting.
What is going to be our color scheme, Bo?
That can be you.
Do we have a theme?
I like blue.
Well, you know blue is my favorite color, but like do I actually want to do even
colored? Well, no, I'm saying for me, I like a dark. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I literally have no idea. I love colors. I'll let you deal with the colors. I'm doing the music.
Didn't I show you that cake that I found on Instagram that was like blue, dark blue marble?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't respond to that.
No, I said it was cool in person.
That's it?
Yeah.
You didn't think that was awesome? That's like a really cool wedding cake. I like this like deep blue marble.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the cake. I just need to have one for myself that's ice cream cake.
Okay.
Because I'm an ice cream cake guy. Carvel ice cream is like literally my kryptonite.
All right. Listen, I actually don't really care about the cake that much either. I'd rather have like a hot dog. So it's like,
well, why don't we get a hot dog cake?
I mean, that's tacky, but
yeah. So why don't we get a nice cake, ice cream cake, hot dog cake?
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles. Why don't we just put another $2,000 in a hot dog cake and then take out of the $10,000 of flowers?
Hey, remember when we went? No. Remember when we went to Italy and we said we were going to do, we thought of doing literally just like a cake that's made out of cheese. And you said no.
You said that.
Yeah.
That's like, I just feel like I'm going to be on the toilet for a week and nothing's going to come out.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. That was a little descriptive.
Okay. So
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
In 9 days, that's where we're at. Stassi's stressed out. I'm happy and excited. And Stassi's still stressed out.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm open to options. And you have a lot of points of view. And
I think once I find a wedding planner, I won't be stressed out. Just like, you know what? The second that I got my whole team together, like when I signed with UTA, and I have the best agents at UTA, and I have Emily, my publicist, and I have Lo. So it's like once I got my team together, I then stopped stressing about so many other things. Like I was able to like really be like calm and focused and zen and like do my job when I need to do my job and have other people handle other things. So I felt really like safe and taken care of. So I think that I'm going to feel the same way once I have a wedding planner. So yeah, I'm just whatever.
Oh, you know, okay. So with wedding planners, we need to find like our own like Frank Egelhofer, you know, who's just like, oh my God, Bone Stassi is fabulous. I love it. Love it. Oh yeah, if you want to do it like Italy, I love it. Or if you want to do London, I love it. Or somewhere else. And like if you want to do by the beach, I love this. Fabulous.
Oh my God, I would love a wedding planner.
Father
like
the
that.
Bride, if no one.
Yeah, no, I know. I got
Martin
you.
Short, come on, that was.
I got you. I think the wedding planner, I think, is just going to be the hardest part because it's like I've already had so many people reaching out to me saying that they're wedding planners, and I'm sure they are, but like I need a wedding planner that knows our location.
And also someone's who's fun.
Well, I'm not going to have a wedding planner that's a wet blanket. Yeah. I'm already the wet blanket. Let's be real.
Wah, wah. You need to like up your like energy or something.
Yeah. Okay. So we're doing a shorter podcast episode this week because I got to go film. We got to get this done with. And yeah. I swear it's going to get better. But
we'll let you know about the YouTube stuff once we start doing
it. I think that we just should start doing it. Lo got Kylie Jenner's camera, the one that Kylie Jenner does all of her YouTube videos and makeup videos and things like that.
Oh.
And
did she make this camera or is that just a camera she bought?
She bought.
Oh, okay.
She bought. And we can just start recording stuff when we're on tour. Listen, we're going to have, hopefully we'll have, when we're on tour, we'll have downtime in the hotel rooms to like do wedding stuff and all that.
Like
and we can record it and upload
that
it.
We start to talk about wedding stuff.
We should just put a camera
up. I'm just going to put a camera up and we can do a two shot and then just, we can just vent, do our thing and then give it to like, and we should find like an editor so they can cut it up so we don't have to do it and actually make it fun and watchable.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
All right.
I mean, I'm excited. I am as stressed as I am. I'm excited. Whenever you and I sit and actually talk about wedding stuff, I feel elated. Like it feels like I just had an orgasm. Like it really makes me really excited.
Do you know that we got when I proposed to you was actually National Orgasm Day?
You did mention that.
And I don't know if that's true, but I saw it on Barstool Sports. So
it must be true.
It must be true.
So folks, we got engaged July 31st, 2019, National Orgasm Day.
Oh. I'll have what she's having.
Okay.
I was just doing a little hair in that salad.
Thank you. Thank you.